Last week we did a fun little exercise on what teams were cooked. I think we are a step closer to knowing a few that are definitively cooked, B.
Mm-hmm.
Are all of the 0-3 teams cooked to you?
I'm not gonna completely say that
Cincinnati
is cooked because they can put some points up.
All right. What about the Jags and the Titans?
I think the Jags are cooked.
How do you
think they're at a crawfish boil? Yeah.
What about the Titans then?
Titans, they got some fight in them, but Jaguars seem like they are going the other direction real fast.
They are in trouble, man. In trouble.
And I'm wondering, what is it? Because, I mean, the coach has always been cool. I thought he was effective. And then, you know,
Tennessee you're talking about?
No, in Jacksonville.
Okay, Peterson.
Then they give all the money to Lawrence, and then he don't seem to be the same dude he was 2 years ago.
He doesn't. He doesn't at all. All right, Landfill, can you go ahead and read us what ChatGPT says about Jaden Daniels?
Sure, I could do that.
All right.
Jaden Daniels has shown a lot of potential as a quarterback. His athleticism and ability to make plays both in the pocket and on the run make him a dynamic threat. He also has a solid arm and good decision-making skills, which are crucial for success at the NFL level. If he continues to develop and improve, he could be a key player for the Commanders. That is ChatGPT's artificial intelligence opinion on Jaden Daniels.
That was some bland stuff right there.
Yeah, you know, for all the concern of, like, ChatGPT is going to take our job, like, ChatGPT is never going to tell a joke or anything. Like, that's just regurgitating. It's just word salad. So I feel a little better about ChatGPT. B, do you feel better about AI now that we've heard what ChatGPT thinks about Jaden Daniels?
No, because it's going to end up in the hands of some idiot that's going to do something stupid, and it's going to mess up a lot of folks.
Have you seen
possibly
Terminator
that dude
2?
That worked for us a little bit?
have you seen Terminator 2, Brian?
Yeah.
The Rise of the Machines, Skynet?
I don't want to have to deal with all that.
I also am anti-cyborg machines taking over the planet,
yeah.
Just so we're clear.
Mm-hmm.
Best team in football, be Mitch.
I'm going to still go with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know the problem is people go, well, they haven't played very well. They're 3-0, aren't they?
They are.
So if they're not playing well and still winning, I tell you a lot right there.
You've got three 3-0 teams in the AFC. The Buffalo Bills, who mm-hmm. are just crushing dudes. The Pittsburgh Steelers, who have no offense but just an outrageous defense. And the Kansas City Chiefs, 3-0. Yep. Listen to this, B. Kind of interesting. The Chiefs' net point differential in three games, 3-0,
mm-hmm.
they're plus 13. That's pretty narrow.
Yeah.
The Steelers, 3-0, plus 25 in three games.
Okay.
The Bills, plus 64 in three games. That is beating dudes' asses right there. But, you know, when the weather's warm, the results are the results. In the NFC, Brian, two 3-0 teams. Can you name them off the top of your head? I bet you can, but not what we would have expected.
Not the Saints anymore. They lost.
Nope. The Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings. That's going to end. That's going to change up soon.
Dude, Houston went up there with all the momentum. Stroud.
I understand, but still.
Nico Collins, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter. Yep. And they throttled them.
Yep, I understand. Just like the Saints throttled Dallas, and then they were awakened the next week. They're going to wake up here soon.
Minnesota just might be good. I don't know.
Okay, well, put your money on it for them to go win the Super Bowl.
There's a difference between good and winning the Super Bowl. The only team I would bet on to win the Super Bowl is the Chiefs. Like, at what point can you bet on anyone else? Seahawks, rookie head coach Mike McDonald up in the Pacific Northwest, 3-0. What do you make of them?
I like their defense. And I think Geno has the offense in a position where they don't make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many games he's going to win for them, but he's not going to lose a lot for them.
The Vikings point differential plus 55, the Seahawks plus 30. You know, there's probably some parallels. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of parallels if you start to think about it, between Geno and Darnold. And, like, now Darnold kind of got a second chance with the Panthers, but that thing was so broken. It took Geno years, but when he got his chance in Seattle, he has thrived. Darnold, in a with good coaching, functioning organization, at least through three games, is thriving for the Vikes. Now, he heard it. I think he twisted his knee up. They're saying he's okay. But here's what's fascinating, at least for the Seahawks. They're 3-0 in the NFC West, which was assumed to be the best division in the NFC. Everybody else is 1-2.
Yeah.
And, dude, like, the Rams are so injured, they still just beat the Niners. The Niners are 1-2 with a ton of injuries. The Cardinals are the only – I mean, the Cardinals are at least frisky. Like, they're in every game. And, Seattle could build themselves enough of a cushion while the Rams and the Niners deal with all these injuries that it's hard. When you get to 3-0 and you have that much space between yourself and other teams in your division, like, I'm not going to run the numbers, but the playoff probability starts to get pretty darn high.
True.
Like, compare that to the Vikings, who are 3-0, but the Lions and the Packers are right there at 2-1. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a very different scenario.
Yeah.
Saints and Bucks tied at both 2-1. I think that Bucks home loss to the Broncos, pretty shocking. Like, if you bought into what they were doing, they didn't seem like they showed up for that game.
They didn't. I think some of those games like that, like what did Antonio Pierce say the other day? People business made business, they made business decisions, and they're going to be making business decisions as they go forward?
Sure.
I would love to watch film with him on that.
You think AP wants to send Davante Adams out of town?
I think he wants to send a few people out of town.
It's going to be hard, hard. Landfill, ask ChatGPT if Davante Adams is going to get traded.
Yeah,
I think we could do just ask ChatGPT segment. It's kind of fun. B, the NFC East.
Okay.
You got two-and-one teams, Commanders and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Right now, the Commanders are in first because they have the division win over the Giants. Giants got a good win over the Browns in Cleveland.
Yep.
Cowboys, bad loss. 1-2. Got pretty much rolled. Tried to come back late. Cowboys-Giants Thursday night. I believe that game's in the Meadowlands. Pretty damn significant, especially for Dallas.
They dropped this, and this could be a problem.
All right, ChatGPT. I'll read this one, Landini. Landfill asked ChatGPT if Davante Adams will be traded. It's hard to predict with certainty whether Davante Adams will be traded. His value is high, and teams may be interested, especially if the Raiders are looking to rebuild or shift directions. However, it often depends on team performance, contract situations, and market dynamics. Keeping an eye on trade rumors and the Raiders' overall strategy will provide more clarity as the season progresses. So here's what ChatGPT does. They're like a consultant or like a PR official where they speak but just say nothing. Like,
yeah. It basically sits there and tell you all of the little bland ideas that you want to hear.
It's pretty remarkable that ChatGPT has that much information and is able to, you know, express it that fast. But they didn't tell us anything. I need a prediction, ChatGPT. Here we are. Are the Browns cooked, TUB, 1-2?
It looks very, very much so like they are. I think they probably are.
What about the Ravens?
Because if Myles Garrett is hurt too,
yeah,
that may cause him some time. Your offense seemed cooked already. Now you go to your defense, and if your defense starts being cooked, you might be done.
Yeah, man. I don't know what Cleveland does to figure some stuff out, but they got big trouble. I think the Dolphins got real trouble, especially depending on how much time Tua was going to miss. I mean, the Dolphins now, all of a sudden, they got beat down in Seattle. The Dolphins now, one of these really explosive offenses, one of the most explosive offenses the league has seen in a while, now have a minus 39 point differential.
Yeah, and your quarterback's not there. So
right.
We talked a lot about football in the beginning of the season, and I said, you said too, it all comes down to injuries.
Sure.
And these injuries are hurting some major teams.
Big time. can't have injuries to key players, it kills you.